Hey, Radio Man Bill, thanks so much. Thanks so much. Live in Sitka, Alaska, it is basketball frenzy day all day long. It is just one game after the next, and if you're a gym rat, you're in love with a day like today. Lots of action earlier on. The Skagway boys did fall this morning in the first game of the day to Gustavus. So Skagway is going to go ahead and play Thorn Bay tomorrow morning at 8:15 on the boys' side because Thorn Bay right afterwards lost to Kloak in a kind of a blowout. Both early games were blowouts. And then Cake and Thorn Bay, that was a tough game. But again, you know, this is that first round, and Cake... Cake beat Thorn Bay on the boys' side. Cake beat Thorn Bay pretty good. So that's why Skagway boys and Thorn Bay are going to play. Now, the Thorn Bay girls actually came out and beat Kloak, so I had that backwards for you. Sorry about that. And then in the Heidelberg and Hoonah game that we just saw, that was an exciting game. Came down to the last couple of minutes. Unfortunately for the Hoonah squad, who we got to see just a couple of weeks ago, they were kind of settling for the jump shot late in the game. And Heidelberg was just taking the ball to the rack, possession after possession, and they were able to swing that game into their favor down to the end. I mean, it was a tie game, or it was a 2-point game anyway, with about 3.5 minutes to go, and Heidelberg just kind of pulled that one out. So that's what we've got so far. So far, Gustavus and Cake on the boys' side have advanced, and Thorn Bay and. Just Thorn Bay on the girls' side so far. So this is going to be the second girls' game of the day, Yakutat versus Skagway. Yakutat ranked number 2 in the Southeast region, Division 4A. So, Skagway's got their work cut out for themselves. It's going to be an uphill battle all the way across. They're going to have to basically play a perfect game. Skagway winless on the season, and Yakutat coming in as the second-ranked team in the region. What are you going to do for Skagway? You're going to have to play a perfect game. You're going to have to control the basketball, limit turnovers, rebound the ball like crazy, like they haven't been doing. And it really, it's about ball control. If Skagway can be patient and wait for a good shot, not just throw it up as soon as they touch it, which we've seen in some of the games earlier today. Some of the teams just get it and shoot it just instantly. They don't want to have the ball in their hands at all. But Skagway, they've been practicing hard, a lot of scrimmages in this last week. You know, they've been scrimmaging against the boys and showing very well in that realm. So we do have a little bit of time. We're still going through the starting lineups here. For Skagway, I'll just go through the lineups with you here. For Skagway, Al Weber, 5'8 junior, is going to be playing tonight. Haley Jensen is a sophomore at 5'5. Kiara Selmer is another sophomore on the Skagway squad. And it's a young Skagway squad dominated by the sophomore class. Selmer's a 5'3 sophomore. Danian Tiluk is a 5'4 sophomore. We got McKenna Rao suited up to play tonight. Is her sister is not on the roster, so it looks like no, she's suited up. So both Raos are suited up for tonight, except one of them's just not on the official roster. That's too bad. In just another minute or two here before we get going. Kara Whitehead is a 5'3 freshman going to be playing. Micah Larman is a 5-foot freshman as well, and Madison Cox is going to see a lot of minutes tonight. 5'2 guard, but she plays with a lot more poise than you would expect an eighth grader to come out and play with. So hopefully we'll see some good things from this Skagway Panther crew. The Yakutat, they're tough. They're going to be a tough team. And, you know, they've got one senior captain, and then they've got a couple of juniors, and they it's a little bit more spread out in the age bracket. And we are just about ready to go. The official getting ready to throw the ball up in the air for the opening tip. And we are underway in Sitka, Alaska. Tip won by Yakutat. Yakutat immediately takes it to the hole. Ciara Lord drives in on the right-hand side. A nice layup for two, and that didn't take long to get on the board. And then a steal by Lord, up off glass, no good for her shot. And Al Weber comes down with a rebound, and already Skagway has committed the first turnover. And again, they've got to be careful with the ball. Now, it's a three. They have three players up defending the ball on the pressure, and nobody was guarding back down in the basket. Skagway unable to recognize that a long pass is going to pay off, and so they turn the ball over, and another basket by Yekatak, 4-0, very quickly in this game. And Whitehead to inbound the ball, gets it over to Cox. Cox is trying to stay away from that trap, and Yekatak wants to trap, and we've got a pushing call. So that's something interesting. We've seen a lot in the Southeast region. We've been seeing a lot of real physical basketball, and I'm sorry, it's going to be a turnover, not a pushing call. So ball goes back to Yekatak. I will stop praising the officials, as we've seen time and time again, the physical play rewarded for the more physical team. Fouls few and far between. And an easy layup opportunity for number 11 from Yekatak, and she's not on my list either, but she just drove the ball into the hole and laid it up and in. I'm assuming she's one of the players that's got a number that's not listed. Let's see if I can figure it out for you real quick. Well, Skagway's got the ball. Now down 6-0 early on in this first quarter here. Kara Whitehead's got the ball up at the elbow. She gets it over to Cox, and Cox works it over to Al Weber. Al Weber's going to kind of dribble the ball up toward the top of the key, looking to reset that offense. She's being harassed by the Yekatak defender and is unable to get the pass cleanly, but Madison Cox comes and bails her out and picks up the ball off the floor. So Cox has it now, and she's got to watch out because Lord has real quick hands up top for Yekatak. And looks like we've got a foul call on the Eagles, the Yekatak Eagles. So Kara Whitehead to inbound the ball now for Skagway off of the knee. Player 11. And an inbound opportunity is not able to corral it is Skagway, and so it goes out of bounds harmlessly off of Skagway. And that's a turnover. 6-0 again. 6 minutes to go here in the first period of action. And Lord brings the ball up for Yekatak. Gets it over into the hands of Johnson. And Johnson lays it in for two. Palmer has it now for Skagway after the inbound. And she passes it over to Cox right in the middle of a trap. And now they've got all of their players up in the forecourt. And Cox is able to bring it up. We got a shot up, no good. And the Eagles recover the ball. Quickly it goes all the way up. A nice bucket. By the Eagles. And, yeah, all of the uniform numbers are different than what I was given. Sorry about that. I'm sounding confused because I am. all of the uniform numbers have changed, so that's going to be difficult for me, but I'll figure it out here in due time. I'll figure it out in due time. We got 10-0 here. The Eagles of Yekatak up over Skagway. And Coach Jess Calise, first-year Skagway head coach, is talking to her players about ball movement, about ball control, motion on offense, making the proper cuts, getting open. Yekatak on the other side is looking, well, maybe they're looking toward the next round. Who knows exactly what Yakutat's doing? You know, they're hoping to come out of this as the victors in the Southeast region. And, you know, they're number two in the region. So they've got high hopes of heading to state after this regional tournament. Skagway hoping to get a couple of victories under the belts here. Young squad looking to get on the board in the win column this year. Kara Whitehead, the inbound, the ball now for Skagway. 5:20 left to go in the first quarter, and Skagway is down 10-0. Jensen gets the ball up to Al Weber, trying to break that press. Quickly up into the forecourt to Selmer. Selmer's dribble drives with the left hand, kind of dribbles it, and then just walks away from it as it was kind of tapped away from her. She didn't want to pick it up and get the travel call. So quickly into the forecourt now for the Eagles. Ball's kind of bouncing around on the floor a little bit. And Lord gets the ball over to Danielle. Go, her shot up, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Kara Whitehead. Nice rebound by Whitehead. Jensen with the ball now for Skagway on the right-hand side. She picks up her dribble, gets hit a couple of times, and they're going to let that physical play go. Gets it over to Cox. Cox kind of dribbles it off the foot of the defender, picks it back up, and she's got her dribble live again. She works it back out toward the top of the key. Cox wants to go to the right side. Telegraph that pass, though, and the defender was there, picked it off. That was Janie Johnson. Janie Johnson comes up into the key, throws up a brick, no good. But Yakutat's able to come down with a basketball once again. It is Newland with the ball. She gets it over to Sonora Bell. Works it back into Janie. And her shot, no good. Kind of a little scrum for the rebound there. And looks like Yakutat is not dominating Skagway on the interior. Skagway's holding their own down low. Three-point shot goes up, no good. Rebound comes down to Danielle Goh, and she lays it up and in for two. And we're going to have a quick timeout on the floor for wardrobe malfunction. It's a shoelace, a really long shoelace for Danielle Goh. So she's going to try and repair her shoelace. 3:52 to go in the quarter. 12-0 the score. Skagway trailing Yakutat. And Skagway gets the ball in and immediately turns the ball over. Danielle Goh gets the ball over to Newland. Newland lays it up and in for another bucket. And Coach Jess Felice not happy with her team with that turnover. Got to be careful where you're passing the ball. Don't just throw it to the defender. And now Skagway's got numbers that they look for it. And Madison Cox tries, but Long is there to knock the ball down. I'm sorry, that was Johnson is there to knock that ball down. Skagway has the ball again. Kiara Selmer has it stripped right out of her hands by Danielle Goh. And a quick up pass to Newland. Newland's able to track it down before it goes out of bounds. Gets the ball back over to Goh. And we got a shot up by Sonora Bell. No good. And she gets her own rebound. Lays it up. No good. And Whitehead is there for the rebound. She is fouled as Bell tries to rip the ball away from her. And Yakutat's going to stay in this full court pressure D. It's a trapping full court zone press that Yakutat's employing. And we had a little bit of a strange buzzer that meant nothing, according to the officials. Skagway gets it into the forecourt, and all hands on deck as Newland strips Cox of the basketball. And that's what Skagway's got to watch out for, is a lot of, apparently, in this game. And another bucket now for Yakutat. In this game, they're going to have to beware. We've seen it a lot today of people coming from behind and stripping out that dribble. People just get the ball and go. So much of what we've seen today is that anyway. But Skagway gets the ball into the forecourt, and a foul is called. Haley Jensen is fouled on the dribble. And now that is three quick fouls on Yakutat. So we'll see if that continues to be an issue for Yakutat, although they do have a pretty deep bench. They got eight players on the roster. Whitehead inbounds the ball. Oh, it's picked off. Picked off by Newland. Length of the court. Lay in good for Sonora Bell. Newland dished over to Bell, and Bell lays it in. Yakutat, again, doing well. Madison Cox on the inbounds. Gets the ball stripped from her. Gets it over to Bell. And a layup opportunity shot by Goh is missed. Rebound pulled down by Jensen. Jensen gets the ball over to Cox, and Cox is going to bring the ball up for Skagway. Skagway in their visiting royal blue and gold uniforms with the white trim. Yakutat in their white away unis. I'm sorry, in their white home unis with the orange trim. Kiara Selmer has the ball on the right side of the court, and she is stripped of the ball. Stripped. She thought she had it. She went back after it, but didn't go after it fast enough. Sarah Newland came in and dove on the ball and forced a jump ball situation. Now, it is going to be Skagway's ball, but they will not get the next possession. Skagway will be traveling from right to left across your radio today. That's going to be forcing the action left to right, at least in this first half. Jensen has the ball now for Skagway up at the top of the key. Skagway looking to get on the board here early on in the first quarter. Well, late in the first quarter, that is. And Whitehead has it up at the top of the key. Skagway has yet to get a good dribble drive going to the hole. But Selmer's got an open jump shot off the front of the rim from 18. No good. And Yak Attack comes down with the ball. And quickly up into the forecourt comes Yak Attack. Shot goes up by Newland. No good. Who's there for the rebound? Sonora Bell. And Bell brings it back up top. Bell does not play like a freshman. Yak Attack working that ball around. Oh, and an easy layup. What a beautiful offensive set from Yak Attack. They just cleared every one of the defenders out of the lane and had an easy lay-in for Danielle Goh. Skagway on the inbounds. Nobody home on that inbounds pass. Goes right back into the hands of Yak Attack. And Goh is going to go to the line to shoot two. Sorry, that is Bell. Bell will be going to the line to shoot two free throws on the putback attempt. First shot by Bell, up and good. Yeah, on the program it says Sonora Bell is an eighth grader. I'm not buying it looking at her. I think she's 25. And she makes both free throws. Skagway gets the ball in. And quickly up into the forecourt, Al Weber gets it stripped from behind and then gets back on top of it. Able to secure that basketball before Yak Attack had another breakaway. Ball gets into the hands of Cox, and she just kind of picks up her dribble, gets it over to Weber. Weber's up at the foul line. Hands it off to Haley Jensen. Haley Jensen's going to set the offense. Skagway needs some good shots here. Selmer has it now on the right-hand side of the court. Dribbles into the lane. Passes over to Weber. Weber wants to get it out of her hands. Gets it over to Cox. Cox picks up her dribble and is stripped by Bell. And then Selmer's there to tie up Bell as the ball gets loose. And that ball is going to go to Yak Attack. Yak Attack's ball. 24 seconds to go in the first quarter. 22-0 is the score. Yak Attack Eagles up over the Skagway Panthers. Bell has the ball now for the Eagles, and she's dribbling a little bit with the left hand, gets the ball over to the hands of Goh. Goh dribbles into the lane, passes it back out to Jensen, and Jensen's shot no good. It's Shea Jensen. Rebound comes down to Al Weber. She's just kind of wriggling around in there with the ball, trying to make sure that nobody can tie her up, and they do get the ball. They get the ball into the hands of Cox. Cox tried a long, long pass up the court, but before anybody could get control of the ball for Skagway, it went out of bounds and end of the quarter. So, after one quarter of play, it is 22-0. Yak Attack Eagles up over the Skagway Panthers. And I want to thank some of the folks in the broadcast booth for helping me out with some of these names. Yeah. For whatever reason, the Yak Attack varsity girls changed all of their uniforms. Must be their home unis that are different than their away uniform or something. Who knows? They threw this broadcaster for a loop. Well, looking at what's going to happen if Skagway is able to pull this one off, if the girls are able to pull this one off, they'll play tomorrow at the same time, 3:15. If they do end up going down to the favored Yak Attack, they'll play a game tomorrow morning at 11:45. The Skagway boys are going to play at 8:15, and the Skagway girls, well, we're not 100% sure when they're going to play. But they're going to have to put some points on the board if they're going to advance. They have yet to do it. 22-0 is the score. And Yak Attack is just looking like they're the second-ranked team in this conference. They're coming out. They're dominating all over the court. They've got size. They've got length. They've got strength. And they've got ball-handling ability. And they got shooters on the court as well. And these are all things that Coach Jess Calise is building for the future. But, boy, this is a young Skagway squad, first year that they're playing together. And they've got some... They've made amazing strides in this season, coming together as a team, gelling as a unit. And now they've just got to figure out how to play against tough competition.